Good afternoon, everybody. We'll start with the press conference with a statement by the Prime Minister.
Yes, good afternoon. I just had a very productive meeting with Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg about the challenges facing NATO. One of the most serious is the deteriorating security situation to the east and south of the treaty area. Not only due to traditional threats, but also as a result of rising hybrid and cyber threats. NATO must respond in an effective and timely manner by fulfilling its three essential core tasks: collective defense, crisis management, and cooperative security. Of course, we also spoke about our allies' response to the serious violation of international law in Douma. That response was well considered, proportional, and, in the Netherlands' view, understandable. Efforts should now be focused on achieving a ceasefire, allowing access for humanitarian aid workers, and starting peace talks through the UN. Another item was the further enhancement of the NATO alliance. NATO is a strong body that is capable of adapting to evolving threats. We made sound agreements at the summit in Wales and Warsaw, and also in recent years, important steps have been taken. NATO's four multinational battle groups in the Baltic countries and Poland are fully operational, and the Netherlands is a major contributor to them. At the Wales summit, the member states agreed to move towards increasing their defense spending to 2% of GDP. The Netherlands also undertook this commitment. We are investing heavily in defense. Under the current budget, spending will increase by up to 1.5 billion euros a year, and that amounts to an extra 5 billion euros during the current government's term in office. But it will not take us to the 2% target. It is, at the same time, a major step forward. As a loyal ally, the Netherlands shoulders its responsibility when it comes to contributing to missions. We contribute to the Very High Readiness Joint Task Force, and we are active in Afghanistan. All these efforts remain necessary, especially given the current threat in the east and the south. The global security situation is fragile and in flux. Against that background, NATO alliance is as relevant as ever. And in that spirit, I look forward to the summit in Brussels on the 11th and 12th of July under the leadership of Jens Stoltenberg. Jens, again, thank you for visiting, and please, if you will be so kind, to address us.
Thank you so much, Prime Minister Rutte. There, Mark, it's great to be back in Den Haag, and it's always great to meet you. And we just finished good discussions on a wide range of different issues, but let me start by thanking you and the Netherlands for the many contributions you are making to our shared security and to our collective defense. More than 250 Dutch soldiers are part of the NATO battlegroup in Lithuania, and next year you will, together with Germany and Norway, lead our Very High Readiness Joint Task Force. We also welcome the many contributions you are making to help NATO project stability beyond our borders, not least in Afghanistan, where you continue to support our train, advise and assist mission. Thank you also very much for what you do in Iraq, where Dutch instructors have helped to train Iraqi forces, help them to stabilize their own country and to fight Daesh. I would also like to commend you for the strong focus that the Netherlands always have had on issues related to how our alliance is working on transparency, the effectiveness and accountability of the alliance. And last but not least, I would like to mention the strong support of your government to stronger NATO-EU cooperation, an area where we have made a lot of progress over the last years. Today we discussed how the alliance shall continue to adapt to a more demanding security environment, with a more assertive Russia, but also to all the turmoil and violence we see to the south of the alliance. And the strength of NATO is that we have been able to change when the world is changing, and at our summit in July, we will make decisions make sure that NATO continues to adapt when the world is changing. That's about strengthening our collective defense and deterrence. It's about projecting stability beyond our borders, and it's about further strengthening. We are facing the biggest security challenges in a generation. We have to keep our nation safe, and that means investing in our defense. I welcome that the Netherlands is investing in high-end capabilities, such as F-35 aircraft, as well as new warships and submarines. At the NATO summit in 2014, all allies agreed to stop the cuts, gradually increase, and move towards spending 2% of GDP on defense. The Netherlands is increasing defense spending, but it is necessary to do more. There is a clear expectation that all allies should reach the 2% target. This is about the credibility of our alliance, and it is about fair burden sharing between allies. As you mentioned, we also discussed Syria. We cannot accept the normalization of the use of chemical weapons. We condemn their use, and we must do everything we can to ensure that the international ban on chemical weapons is upheld, not undermined. NATO has expressed its support for the actions carried out by three NATO allies, the United States, the United Kingdom, and France, in response to the use of chemical weapons. And NATO strongly supports the efforts by the United Nations to achieve a lasting political solution to the conflict in Syria. So once again, thank you so much for hosting me, and thank you for your strong personal commitment to the Alliance. Thank you.
Thank you. Great.
For the first question, Fons Lambi, RTL.
Mr. Secretary General, Prime Minister, about the defense spending, Mr. Secretary General, what is your appeal to the Netherlands, to Prime Minister Rutte? And did you get a promise from Prime Minister Rutte that the Netherlands will reach the 2% defense spending within a few years? And when do you expect the Netherlands to reach 2%?
I expect all allies to make good on the promises we all made back in 2014. And that was to stop the cuts, increase defense spending, and then move towards spending 2% of GDP on defense within a decade. And this goal is important because when tensions are increasing, we have to invest more in our security. And the Netherlands is an important ally, and therefore it is of particular importance that the Netherlands also delivers on the capabilities that we need from the Netherlands to strengthen our collective defense and our shared security. We are aware of that the economy is growing in the Netherlands, but that's a good thing, because when we say that 2% should be allocated to defense spending, then it means that 98% can be allocated to something else. So economic growth is not the problem, that is actually a big advantage. Increasing tax revenues and also strengthening the economy and the fiscal balance, which enables the Netherlands and other countries to spend more on defense. Let me also add that we call for more defense spending not to please the United States, but at the same because we call for more defense spending because it's in our own security interest to invest more in defense. Having said that, increased defense spending across Europe, it's also about burden sharing. The GDP of the United States is as big as the GDP of European NATO allies combined. But at the same time, the United States invests around or is responsible for more than 70% of the total defense spending in the alliance. So this just underlines that we need a fair burden sharing within the alliance.
Wise words. Yeah. Thank you, Jens.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For the next question, Reuters, Mr. Meyer.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for your time. On the threat from Russia, Mr. Secretary General, do you think that NATO should take more steps to enhance air security in the Baltics? And do you think that the United States should deploy troops unilaterally more regularly?
So what we have seen over the last couple of years is that NATO has increased its military presence in the Baltic region with air policing, with more maritime presence, and also with more land forces. Currently, we're not planning to increase our military presence in the region, but what we are planning is to strengthen our ability to reinforce if needed. We have already four battle groups in the three Baltic countries and Poland. The Netherlands is part of the battle group in Lithuania. We have air policing and we have more naval presence. But if there is a need, we need to have ready forces which can deploy very quickly. And that's also one of the reasons why one of the main issues at the upcoming summit in July will be increased readiness, which also includes military mobility, the ability to move forces across Europe quickly if needed. And there the Netherlands is in a lead position, leading the work we are doing to work together with the European Union to address military mobility, how we can have the infrastructure, the legal framework, all the procedures in place to be able to quickly reinforce if needed.
This is also a very practical example of where the EU and NATO work together, building on each other's capabilities and strengths. And we need to get this military mobility thing solved. This has to do with the legal parts. It also has to do with the hard infrastructure. It has to do with the command and control structure. So this is something where we are working very hard on together. And I'm very happy that the Netherlands is taking a lead in this.
For ANP, Robert Bloemen.
Thank you. Mr. Stoltenberg, I'm here. Did you discuss or did you ask the Netherlands for new contributions or extra contributions for NATO missions? And Mr. Rutte, what did you answer, if so?
Well, we discussed different missions and operations, and in general, I always ask Netherlands to do more because what they contribute is such high quality and they are so well-trained and well-equipped when the Netherlands deploy forces, so we would like Netherlands to contribute more in many different operations and missions. But we in particular discussed Iraq, where we now are in the process of planning a new training mission in Iraq, and I would very much like to see more Dutch trainers in Iraq, because I strongly believe that one of the best weapons we have in the fight against terrorism is to train local forces. Of course, NATO has to be able to deploy combat troops in combat operations, as we have done before. But in the long run, it's better to enable local forces to stabilize their own country and to fight terrorism themselves. That's the reason why we have ended the combat operation in Afghanistan. Now we train the Afghans so they can stabilize their own country. That's exactly the reason why we also have to do more training in Iraq to make sure that ISIS doesn't come back, but that the Iraqi forces can make sure that they are able to stabilize Iraq. We need to train them. NATO will launch a training mission there, and I would very much welcome Dutch trainers as part of that training mission in Iraq.
Well, in answer to your question, first of all, we constantly review our contribution to the various missions, be it within NATO or within the UN, like in Mali. And we have set dates when we have to decide on the next steps to be taken. So that is a continuous process. We very much support the idea of NATO getting involved in training in Iraq for exactly the reasons the Secretary General was just mentioning. What then our contribution potentially could be to such a training mission has to be decided. So that is in the process of being decided. At the same time, we are reviewing again our support within the coalition in Iraq, including in Erbil, and of course what we are doing in Afghanistan. So this is a continuous process, but politically we will fully support during the NATO summit in July this concept of NATO getting involved in training in Iraq. We do think that this will help Iraq to stabilize the country. Politically there is more stability now in Iraq. They have been successful to a certain extent in fighting all the threats within the country, and we do believe that a training mission will have a positive impact. What we will then, again, contribute to such a mission has to be decided.
Last question for Ms. Vasileou from the Greek National Newspaper.
I would like to ask, in relation to the evolving threats you mentioned also in the South, what is your position and what worries you most concerning the escalating tensions in the Aegean by Turkey, which have also led to Turkey holding two Greek soldiers there?
Both Turkey and Greece are two highly valued allies. They have been members of the alliance for many decades, and Turkey and Greece contribute to our missions and operation and to our collective defense in different ways, and we welcome that. Then there are some well-known differences between the two countries, and I just urge Turkey and Greece to address those differences in the spirit of good neighborhood and also to address them in bilateral meetings. And I also welcome the fact that the Prime Minister of Turkey and the Prime Minister of Greece recently spoke and addressed these issues. But I don't think it will be helpful if NATO starts to go into the specific issues which cause some problems. That is for Greece and Turkey to address.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.